You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is In the Public Interest. I'm Lisa Berry, and an informed and engaged community about voting and all that is involved is just one of the reasons we bring you this bi-weekly segment with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. We've learned about many areas where the League is involved and how they interact and engage with the community, and today we're talking about another one of those efforts, candidate and issue public forums. So we have joining us Janine DeLay, a League member for over a decade who has served as the League's candidate forum coordinator, and you even, in fact, have a special signature, I hear, Janine.
I used to be known as the League Forum Lady when I was doing the candidate forums for about 8 years.
And we have two of the high schools that are involved in those. Shelley Venema is the coach of the Saline debate team, a teacher since 1992. She's been coaching the Saline High School ethics team since 2014, congressional and world schools debates in Saline since 2013, and has won many awards. So Shelley, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Deb Marsh is the coach of the Dexter High School debate team. She is the coordinator in the English department, chair, advisor of the National Honor Society, lots of accomplishments we'd love to share. All you two are an award-winning debate coach as well, right?
I certainly am.
All right, Janine, why don't you start? What are we talking about? What are these events involved?
In 2016, the League decided to expand its candidate forums to include some of the local and county proposals. Who better to do this than high school debate teams? Because we were seeking informed, engaged people who couldn't vote but would be voters in the future. And so that's how we hit upon this very unique program. And in fact, this is probably the only, as far as we know, high school debate program for proposals in the country that the League is sponsoring.
I was going to say, are they open to the public, or how do people hear or see them?
So they're broadcast with our co-sponsors, Community Television Network in Ann Arbor. They are at the broadcast studios on Industrial Highway.
How long have you both really been active in this?
I started coaching in 1983, so that's a really long time. We switched over to public forum debate, which is a much more useful style for kids to learn in terms of future endeavors. And Shelley, you started a few years ago,
mm-hmm,
right?
2013.
Yeah. And so we've been doing this together since then.
But aren't you debating each other?
All the time.
Yep.
But you're friends but foes?
That's right.
We're not really foes.
Is it difficult to find high school kids in 2018-19 who are interested in being on the debate team?
This is Shelley from Saline. I don't think that it's difficult to find students who are interested because it's so engaging. They just need the opportunity to do it. We happen to be two of those teachers who has invited them to join our program.
And I think, too, the world is turning into a place. These kids are a lot more aware of what's going on in the world mm-hmm. than they used to be.
Agreed.
And so they might just be looking at Twitter for all of their news, but they're looking at the news. And I can remember when I was in high school back in the 70s, I didn't know what was going on. And so these kids, I think, care about the issues a lot more.
And we care about the issues here on 89.1 WEMU. You're listening to In the Public Interest during our fall pledge drive, and it is because of you and your financial support that allows us to bring you programs like this. So if you're inspired, if you've learned, like I know that I have, we'd love to hear from you right now, 888-299-8910. Make a gift online, WEMU.org. So when's the next big event coming up?
Public forum, which is the type of debate that we do, is the largest type of debate in the country, growing larger than any other type of debate. And part of it is because the topics are based on current events. Students, they become the experts. And one of the really rewarding things about coaching them is that they are so invigorated about these topics. And to hear them talking in preparation before a debate tournament in a circle with everyone else on their team, to hear them and to see their enthusiasm and know that they're communicating a claim, but they're also basing it on evidence, something that we really need in our society today. So that just makes you want to keep doing it. And likewise for the students, they might go to the first debate and they get hooked.
I think the best thing about public forum debate, and I think it works very well with this League of Women Voters, is that it should be judged by a citizen. There's no other requirement. You just have to be a citizen who cares about the world. And so the kids really have to come at the topic in a very conversational and approachable way.
Right. And I would agree with that simply because what the kids are doing is they are not in a competition in this particular arena. Instead, they are informing voters who then will in turn look at what they are saying and go out, and it will have an impact on all Michigan citizens. This is why public forum is so important for the league, because that's what we do, and we've done it for almost 100 years. And so this is just another, yet another iteration of, and also an improvement on our candidate and proposal fora, because we've been doing this for so long, and we're just very excited to have our students involved in this.
So when is the league's next candidate and issue public forum, and what will they be talking about?
Right. The next one that you will see is October 3rd. It's at 7 o'clock when the Saline High School will be debating the marijuana legalization proposal before our voters in the state. Dexter High School will be following at 8:30 to look at the redistricting proposal. Those will be hour-long debates. They're on Channel 19 for Community Television Network. They will be live-streamed, and then they will be on CTN's YouTube channel many times, shown again and again before the November 6th election.
So the Saline students don't debate the Dexter students. They debate each other.
Correct.
Within.
So the way in which this works is there are two students that are for and two students who are against, and unlike maybe the public forum, there's a conversation in their normal competition. There's a conversation with a moderator, and the moderator is league member John Chamberlain. And what he does is, after they do their for and against and rebuttals, then he will have a 10-minute question and answer session with them to talk about refining what they have had to say, to clarify what they've had to say.
I was going to ask Shelley and Deb, the teachers and debate coaches, these are some serious issues. Are the kids getting into it?
And oh, they're really excited. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I have so many kids who wanted to do it that we're going to have actual tryouts for who gets to be on screen, because they are kind of edging their way against each other to try to get that face time.
One of the many benefits of debating in the high schools today, is especially with public forum, is that students have to learn how to debate the pro side and the con side of an issue. So when they study law of the sea, for example, which is our topic right now, they have to know all the reasons why the United States would want to join and all of the reasons why United States might not join. They won't know what side they're debating until the coin toss preceding the debate.
Oh, boy. Yep. So they got to be prepared.
They're ready, yeah.
That's Shelley Venema from the Saline debate team and Deb Marsh from Dexter High School debate team. Good luck to both of you, and congratulations to the students. And also thank you to Janine DeLay, a league member from the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thanks for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.